Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Perfectly, to look the broken hearted fool. So many nights of
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. How are you? I'm actually doing not too bad. It's pouring down rain here in Seattle, but you know what? Today I actually really, really embrace the rain. We've had some beautiful weather. It's been really uncomfortable, though, and muggy and just, you know, hard to breathe. We don't have air conditioning here in Seattle, and so, you know, we've got fans all over the house and everything trying to keep us cool, but as Daddy would say, it's blowing hot air around. So I'm kind of appreciating the coolness. And actually, it was really nice and refreshing to wake up to the sounds of the rain. I think there's something so very soothing about the rain when it's coming down. Today, I opened up with some brand new music. I'm so blessed to be able to break new music here on Flava Marlux Radio. So I opened up with Gino Goss and Rosella Constantino. With Don't Give Up, going into my boy Paris Tune down there in Arizona with Miss Ilani Yan with No Excuses, and then Paris Tune again with Miss Nick West with her piece New. So I love being able to play some amazing independent artists for you. That's what my passion is. That's what I do here on Flava Marlux Radio. You know, I've been talking a lot about, you know, how do you determine, you know, who you're going to support? You know, it's like that media, that mainstream media that kind of in a sense just tells us who we should pay attention to, what we should buy, what we should support, and all that good stuff, right? But, you know, what about if there's some great independent artists, you know, that you would just really, really dig? Do you really pay attention to them? There's something about that unknown to the masses artist that just makes people think that they should work for free, that they should give their music and their art out for free, and that is so not what I advocate here on Flava Marlux Radio and through everything that we do. Flava News, Marlux Records, Flava Marlux, you know, Unity through Arts Exchange. It's all about trying to find those avenues to introduce the unknown underground independent artist to you, because I know that you're digging the music I play. You know the reason why I know? Because my numbers are growing. My numbers continue to grow. And so I appreciate that support. But let's step it up a little bit further, okay? Let's step it up. Let's purchase some good independent music. Trust and believe, you will enjoy it. You can buy tracks online for 99 cents. You can buy CDs, you know, for, say, $10, $10 to $15. You know, you can buy books for $10 to $15. There's just some amazing talents out there that I try to bring to you so that you can say, let me go check out them some more. But anyway, I know I try to stay away from this talk, but, you know, it's what I'm passionate about. I had an opportunity to get involved in an event that I heard was going to be good, but, you know, I had never really, really participated in this gentleman's events in the past. I've heard great things, and you know what? I got to witness it. Yes, I did. I saw about, we'll say 400 grown folk who paid $30 each to come to a jazzy touch of laughter event at the Renton Pavilion Event Center. It was amazing. It really was so beautiful to see this huge room full of, you know, more mature people having a good time, you know, good food, good drinks. The cameraman was there taking pictures, you know, good music, comedians. It was good. It really, really was good. So I was proud that I got on board with, you know, helping to promote this event and being able to witness it, you know, and see some people that I hadn't seen in a while, meet some new people. Mamuna Yosef. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I have her CD. I need to get it downloaded so you can hear her music. I was first introduced to her out, I follow this amazing show that takes place in New York City every month called Soul Factory Presents. It is the last Saturday of every month. And I saw her perform on Soul Factory stage maybe a couple of years back. I believe it was with Margot B., my dear friend and mentor's Miles Anthony's artist out of Righteous Music Media. And so I'm like, yeah, you know, she's amazing. And then I saw that Ramon from Gumbo Pot Entertainment was bringing her out to Seattle. Let me tell you, she and her road manager, they're wonderful people. Really, really wonderful people. But that girl is a performer. She is a performer. Amazing voice. But you know what? She's got a great, great stage presence. That just makes you want to just sit and watch her. You know, she did some long pieces, too. I'm saying maybe like 10 pieces, but she was backed up by our very own clientele, and I have to give a big shout out to clientele because they did their thing. They also had an amazing drummer whose name is Akinu Musa, and it was my first time seeing him perform, and I'm so glad that I had that opportunity. I can tell why that man really loves to, you know, be about the music, and he did his thing. He really, really did. So good things are happening. And if you know about some, you know, independent shows that are taking place in your hometown, get to know who might be on the bill and check them out and see if you might enjoy them. You know, this is how we help uplift them into the spotlight. It has to do with us. It has to do with us. If we dig them, we need to help support them. We need to pay attention. We need to help them get the word out about who they do. So, you know, life's always throwing some challenges out there, you know. They are. Been in some deep thought. Pretty soon we're going to have to move. I'm going to be kind of sad because I absolutely love this view from my window. But, you know, when you rent, yeah, that's always the challenge, right, that you're going to have to move. And my landlord wants to move back into the house. So we're in the process of trying to find a new place, and it's challenging. It's challenging when you've got, you know, adult children that you're trying to meet their needs, you're trying to meet your own needs, you're trying to meet an elderly daddy's needs. Kind of challenging. So I'm really, really thinking about, you know, what it would be like to just, you know, find a place just for daddy and I. And, you know, would it bring everybody more peace? I think sometimes we have to look at that. Many times I think that we come together because of financial needs, you know, help each other out, make it easier, which is a good thing. But when people have different values and approaches to things, sometimes it's really, really challenging. And me, I'm all about having some peace in my life. I really, really am. I love my children so very, very much. But you know what? They're not kids anymore. They're not. And I think maybe, you know, we would appreciate each other more if we were on our own. Something I'm really, really thinking about. So going through this process of looking through all the sites and everything for houses, because I prefer to stay in a house. Man, that's challenging. And to be able to stay in a location that I really, really want to be in, because I love the area of where we live. I do. I really love the area, on top of the fact that it keeps me close to the lake. Lake Washington is so very, very beautiful. So it keeps me close to the lake. And then, you know, it's pretty easy access to the places that I want to get to or I need to get to. And I would really love to be a part of this particular community in helping it grow. You know, it's going through some changes. They're really kind of upgrading, you know, a lot of things, as many communities around the United States, I'm sure, is doing. And I would really like to be a part of, you know, what's going on up here in the Skyway area of Seattle. I don't know, I kind of like that feel of a small community within a big, you know, a bigger community, a bigger city. And so, yeah, so we're on the hunt for a new home, and we got to be out of this house the end of September. And so, you know, cross your fingers, send some prayers out, and, you know, I know we're going to find something. I know it's all going to work out. It always does, right? You think about the life challenges that you face, you know, and you know how you always make it through, right? Well, for me, I believe that God's, you know, got my hand and helping me, you know, get through the storms and the life challenges. I want to thank everyone who's kept my godson in his prayer, in their prayers. Man, that was a scary thing to have him. You know, he got shot on his 18th birthday on July 11th. Honestly, I still don't know the circumstances because of the police investigation that's going on. I know that they have not found the shooter or the car that was involved. And so I haven't been able to see him. I hope that soon I will be able to. But it's just crazy, you know. And, you know, I don't know the circumstances of what really, really went down. You know, I don't know much. But again, I appreciate everybody's prayers. You know, I believe in the power of prayer. That's what gets me through every single day. I have some more new music I want to jump into and play for you. And I'm really, really excited, you know, again, to have these opportunities to share brand new music with you. So I have a brand new piece by Promise Marks. It's called Give Me That Happy Feeling.
Yeah. one night stands I'm through. Tired of waking up alone in this empty home I'm through. I'm tired of moving on to the next, just for the sex I'm through. I'm tired of remembering names, I'm ready to change, I'm through. I'm ready to time to come out these streets. I'm ready to turn my player card in for you. Yeah. Baby, no more games, throw the playbook away for you. Ready to take a knee and run out the clock, I do. I'm ready to
settle down.
It's time to come out these streets. I'm ready to
feeling the space,
only love can feel it.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. You know what? I don't have a cup of coffee, and I really would like one right now. But at this point, I'm going to have to wait until after the show to brew me a cup. It is pouring down rain. I'm playing some of that good music. And, you know, I think coffee would just top it off and just make this moment perfect. So how are you this morning? I'm doing well. I'm doing very, very well. Things are going well in my world, really. You know, I think sometimes when you just kind of, you know, walk away from that negative or maybe even change your own mindset, you know, things just look better, even on a rainy day in Seattle. So things are going very well. I'm telling you that when I went to Vegas, it just kind of set the tone. I've met some amazing people down there. The relationships continue to grow. The opportunities are opening up. I'm connecting with people that are doing things. And, you know, may join forces. I've learned some hard lessons this year. You know, I have. The grass is not always greener on the other side, you know. And I say that because, you know, sometimes people present you with opportunities that you think are really, really good, you know. And then you get involved and you're like, you know what, this is not so good after all. And it's hard, you know, when you get involved with helping somebody else build their dream and you kind of put your own dream, you know, on the back burner. Can't do that. I really, really can't do that. You know, one of the things that I've been doing for myself lately is listening to either sermons by like Joel Osteen or TJ Jakes or motivational videos that just have a really strong message, you know, on, you know, moving forward and how to stay focused and how to go about, you know, manifesting what it is that, you know, God has put in you, you know, to do. And for me, it's really, really helpful, you know, to approach my days that way. You know, I always go about, you know, prayer and meditation in the morning and the evening. But I think there's some great tools out there that we can use, you know, to just enhance it. By no means is God going to wave a magic wand over us and make things happen, but he gives us the tools to be able to make the things happen, you know, that he has put us on a path to achieve. So, you know, think about that. Think about the people who are in your circle. Are they uplifting you? Are they helping you move forward? Are you helping them move forward? By no means is it a one-way street. Think about what you are bringing into other people's lives, too. There needs to be a balance. There needs to be a win-win in any relationship, whether it's intimate, whether it's business, whether it's with your family. There needs to be a win-win. There needs to be a balance to it. And so much of it just really comes down to us and our approach, you know. But sometimes, you know, connections are not a good fit. And it's okay to walk away. It's okay to forgive. It's okay to forgive yourself. You know, I think we need to find better approaches in how we deal with the life challenges that we face so that we don't carry new baggage with us into, you know, the new situations. We have to learn to let go and accept and forgive or, you know, whatever that is. I saw a post on Facebook and I reposted and I thought it was really, really profound and I wish I could remember the exact words, but it was something to the effect that we need to raise children that don't have to get over their past. And I thought about that, you know, we as parents, do we think about what we put our children through, you know, as they're young and what they're taking with them into their adulthood? I know we try to do our best, you know, we do. I think that we try to do our best, but I do think that when we're parents, we need to be a little bit more mindful of what our actions and what our children are witnessing from us and the adults that we are around, and how that is having an effect on them. I know the conversations that I've had with my own children and the things that they've experienced, you know, going through life with me as their mom. And, you know, it is life, you know, but children will interpret and perceive and retain it, maybe in different ways than we do as adults, you know. And I think about that a lot. You know, I think about the things that, you know, people that I know in my own personal world, and even in my professional world, what their children have had to endure. Even with artists, you know, if you have a mom or a dad as an artist, you know, there are sacrifices that are made, you know, to the family for that artist to be able to have a freedom to create. So anyway, you know, just love each other. Really, just love each other, because that definitely helps. It's not the only tool out there, but it definitely helps when you feel good, when you feel supported, when you feel loved. I want to play some more music for you before the show runs out, and I'm going to play We're Gonna Love Tonight by Calvin Richardson.
Gonna heal those wounds you have, supply you need, 'cause tonight, girl, gonna get inside.
Bring out the freak in you.
Bring me all I wanna do.
Bring out the freak in you.
Girl, I wanna make you move.
Bring out the freak in you.
I wanna lay it right in the groove.
Bring out the freak in you.
I'll never make a move too soon.
Stands on golden sand and watches ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She said, watch it for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. Beyond the shore we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea.
You know, one of the things that makes me so happy about being Lady Flava and doing radio is having the opportunities to support some of the talents from right here in Seattle, Washington, or the Pacific Northwest where I am. So in this last set I played Calvin Richardson. First, I have to just tell you, I loved his music from back then. This is his brand new single, which is called We Gonna Love Tonight. But what I love about Calvin Richardson is who he is online and his team. Absolutely amazing team that he has around him and supporting him and pushing him out there. And that's what a lot of artists really, really needs, is they need a team. It's really difficult to do it on your own. And Calvin Richardson has a great team. So shout out to my friends that, you know, help support and are a part of Calvin Richardson's team and his success. But I played a piece by Butch Harrison called Freakin' You, and he is a local talent. I have not honestly met him, but I have a story to tell that, you know, happened to me yesterday. There's a young lady here, and there's just something really special about her. But actually, I believe she lives in Texas now with her son. But she comes home, I think, pretty frequently here to Seattle. And I met her one day at a Black Stacks event. And she came up to me, and she hugged me, and she's like, you're amazing. You know, and it was one of those moments like, okay, and who are you? You know, and I knew the face, and this has been happening to me, you know, when I don't know people in person, but you know them online, and you're like, you see their pictures and everything, and I had to like, okay, who was that? You know, because I know her face, and her name is Sasha Starr, and so she's home right now, and she sends me this message yesterday on Facebook, and she goes, Lady Flava, I'm sitting here with my daddy, and he says to me, do you know Lady Flava? And I'm like, yes, I do, and I love her. And he's like, she is amazing. And she goes, Lady Flava, my daddy's Butch Harrison. And so I was like, really? I play his music on the radio. And I thought that's so cool. You know, that's probably one of the nicest things that somebody has said to me. You know, people are always sending me messages or telling me, like, how wonderful I am, right? And I appreciate it. But I don't know, that story yesterday, that message, that just really, really touched my heart, you know? And I feel very, very blessed. And then I closed out the set with Jay Mitchell. I met him on Facebook. He is another local talent. He performs almost every Sunday down at the Muckleshoot Casino with Darren Motamedi. But I met him face-to-face at the Sherry Gordy Presents event, the competition. He won the first week, but he didn't win the whole competition. But that's okay because he's an amazing talent along with everybody else who won one of the weeks. But it was wonderful to see him perform on stage live, you know, his style of music. He just commands the audience, and everybody loved him, and he's got such a great stage presence, but he's got a great, great voice, and he just kind of owns his style, and I appreciate that about him. But gosh, we've come to the end of another show. I thank you so much for getting up and hanging out with me this Wednesday, hump day. This gives me the opportunity to just be able to wish you a great, great day. And, you know, hopefully share some thoughts that, you know, you can relate to, and some, of course, great independent music. As you start this day, look in the mirror. Know that that person looking back at you loves you and thinks you're absolutely amazing. As you go out of your home, or maybe even if you're staying in your home but you live with some other people, share a smile, okay? Smiles can make such a big difference in how we go about our day. So make a difference with just a simple, simple smile. Have a great, great day, and I appreciate you so very, very much. So until we meet again next Wednesday or on any of my shows here on Flavor Marlux Radio, be good to yourself and know that you matter. Take care. God bless.